For the Seed Pros, they being your pioneer dealers in Lyman, is Lee Satoff in Atlantic, John Becker, and Mark Van Tyscher down in Messina, and the Family Vision Center in greater downtown Atlantic. This is Bob Bevensee along with Brian Smith on this morning's Conservation Report. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Bob.
I'm going to do it again. It's after 34 years, I guess it's really hard to get my mind working. I'm sorry about that, and we'll definitely say you're not Eric.
Like I told you, I've been called a whole lot worse, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I guess that'd be. You're new into our area, not as far as living, because you live over by Anita, but you've been in several different places in Iowa as far as conservation, northeast to southwest, and now kind of back up into our area. So let's go up to the northeast and talk about your counties and what was like, what you had for game, and that type thing.
Sure. Northeast Iowa, I was assigned to Clayton County, which would be the second county south of the Minnesota state line, right on the Mississippi River. I was north of Dubuque. And so I covered, of course, we worked outside of our counties also, helping out other officers, neighboring officers and within the district and so on and so forth. You know, beautiful part of the state of Iowa. If somebody were to blindfold you, fly you in there and drop you in, you would look around and not probably realize that you were in northeast Iowa. So, it again, beautiful part of the country, completely different from a topography standpoint. Northeast Iowa wasn't hit by the last glaciation. It hit the rest of Iowa, or the majority of the rest of Iowa. So, therefore, much more rugged terrain. Their hills out there were created by the rivers cutting down through the substrate, so therefore you have very sheer bluffs, limestone outcroppings, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, of course, a lot of deer. Actually, believe it or not, more deer than, per square mile than we have down here in southwest Iowa. Of course, turkeys, a lot of turkeys. Ruffed grouse, which we don't see down here. I didn't see much of them up there either. They're pretty few and far between. But ruffed grouse, and seemed to be a lot more river otters up that way than we have down here. Didn't see as many bobcats as we see down this way. So I remember, of course, a lot of bald eagles, which we see a lot of bald eagles down here as well, but even more so up there on the Mississippi River area. And I remember we had sandhill cranes nesting on the Mississippi River, which we don't see down here, but that was quite interesting and exciting.
Would be, you bet. Waters are a little bit cleaner up there.
Yes, their streams run a lot clearer, a lot more rock, less farming right up to the streams themselves. There's a lot more limestone, like I said, outcroppings, so they can't be farmed as close. There's a lot more timber to filter that water as it comes down off the hillsides.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, their streams are very clear. Oftentimes you can see right down to the bottom. You can see the fish, see the trout up there in the trout streams,
yeah.
And therefore making them a little more difficult to fish for, because if you can see them, they can see you.
Bet. At the trout fishermen, they're pretty much purists, aren't they?
A lot of them are, yes. They have, you have some different subsets within that user group, and you've got your purists that won't use anything but flies and so on and so forth. And then you'll get folks out there with a can of sweet corn, canned corn, and they're fishing with corn on a hook. So you get, just like everything else in life, it takes all kinds.
Whatever it takes to get the job done.
That's right. That's right.
Ruffed grouse. Is there a season up? I don't recall seeing anything in my.
There is. There's a season on ruffed grouse. Again, in my entire career up there, I heard them drumming in the spring. I would hear them drumming when I was turkey hunting, when I was floating some of the rivers. I saw very few. Did hear them drumming. So there are some up there, but I think in my entire 6 years that I spent up there, I probably literally checked one or two people that were specifically out hunting ruffed grouse in all of those years. It would be an endeavor in frustration if it were for me to be up there hunting, because you could put on a lot of miles cover a lot of ground and never see a bird.
Yeah, and if you do see them, you don't get to see them for very long. I have walked them up in canoe country a time or two, and they disappear in a hurry.
They do. I mean, it's snap shooting, and I've never personally hunted them, but I've seen it done. I've read about it, and yes, you're right. They're up and gone in a big hurry.
What's the big fishery in the Mississippi up in that part of the country then? Is it pretty much catfish and like we are? Or?
No, you know, there's a lot more variety up there because the Mississippi is so much less channelized and straightened. They have a lot of backwaters. So, you know, everything that we have down here in our lakes, our rivers, our ponds, they fish for up there. A big walleye fishery, catfish, as you mentioned, probably more channel cats, where we tend to lean toward the flatheads down here, but they have flatheads up there as well. Smallmouth bass, in the wintertime in the backwaters, a lot of ice fishing for bluegills, perch, crappie. So, with the backwaters that they have up there, they have a lot of the species that we correlate with, you know, farm ponds and lakes down here, like the bluegills and the crappies.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have those in the backwaters, in the sloughs, as they call them, and then, you know, your walleye, your smallmouth, your catfish out on the main channel. So it's a very diverse fishery. Of course, then you throw in your freshwater drum and all those other species. I mean, there's just a ton of species of diversity
like
there.
Smorgasbord.
There is. It is. It really is.
You mentioned ice fishing up there, and while we're maybe want to talk about that a little bit, Northeast Iowa is completely different than Southwest Iowa as far as ice conditions, temperatures, and everything. So we're a little iffy down here right now as far as ice fishing.
Yes, we are. I would be extremely cautious, especially on those smaller ponds that warm up quicker. You know, you get more melt away from the shoreline as the sun warms those shorelines up. So I'd be extremely, extremely careful. You know, when I lived up there, of course, my folks still lived back here in Southwest Iowa, and I would say on an average day there was a 10-degree temperature difference. It was usually 10 degrees cooler in Northeast Iowa than it was down mm-hmm. here, summer and winter. So I came back from Cedar Rapids last Monday, and I came through Marshalltown to Ames, and they were still ice fishing up there and looked like they had pretty decent ice, but down here I'd be extremely suspicious.
Okay. Going to shift gears and get you from the northeast part of the state down to the southwest, but first we'll break for this.
Precision Ag can seem like a full-time job. How do you keep your investment progressive and prudent? Contact Lee Satoff or Jim Swanson at Lyman Ag Supply, your MZB zone-based precision farming specialist today. Lyman Ag and MZB will create multiple layered management zones in each of your fields to be as efficient and effective as possible with your crop inputs. So call Lyman Ag Supply at 778-4486 for your precision soil sampling this fall. Lyman Ag Supply, maximizing your input dollars.
We're with Brian Smith, the conservation officer for Cass and Adair counties, on this morning's conservation report. And we'd like to talk about the two counties you had clear down in the corner. That was completely different than where you had been.
Yes, in many ways it was completely different, yet it was, you know, somewhat the same. I had Fremont and Mills counties right on the Missouri River. Right next to the Missouri state line, and Nebraska, obviously, on the other side. So, again, it was similar because I was surrounded by other states, yet very different in the topography. You know, we have the Luss Hills, which is a windblown soil, and while they're steep and very beautiful in their own right, made up of a fine windblown mm-hmm. soil versus the limestone outcroppings. And a lot of timber down there on the Luss Hills, since we've had fire suppression, a lot of that timber has grown up. Similar, though, in the fact that, probably just as many turkeys as they have in Northeast Iowa, deer, of course, a lot of deer. You know, we've done some reintroduction in the recent past on sharptail grouse in the Luss Hills.
Uh-huh.
not seeing a lot of those either. So we've got another species of grouse on the opposite side of the state. And, of course, the Missouri River is a completely different river, much narrower, much more channelized. It's been straightened, and you've got a lot of wing dams to keep that main channel in place. And so it's a much faster flowing yeah. river. You don't have the backwaters, so you don't get into the bluegills and the crappies. So in many ways, much different, and in many ways, much the same.
Yeah, that gets the river gets up to nearly 10 mile an hour, doesn't it?
It does. It runs consistently 7 to 9 miles an hour.
Wow, that's a lot of current.
It is.
And then channeled into the center, so it's really rolling.
Exactly.
How about the wild hog situation? That was kind of a problem a while back. Is it still a problem?
Knock on wood, it is not. As of right now, we've not had any confirmed sightings or captures in, I don't want to give a real time frame, but it's been at least probably a couple of years in talking to the biologists that they've had any confirmed sightings, tracks, what have you. So, again, knock on wood, it sounds like we've gotten them pretty well eliminated from down there.
Sounds good. We want to come back and talk about the trapping season that ends tomorrow after we break for this. Trapping season, Brian, does end tomorrow.
When you're looking for a great new gift idea for your loved ones, head to Family Vision Center in Atlantic. They carry brand-name sunglasses like Oakley, Serengeti, Olay, Wiley X, and many more that would make great gifts. If you're not sure of the style they'd like, Family Vision Center has gift certificates available. They can use the gift certificates for all their eye care needs, including eye exams, prescription glasses, and sunglasses too. Stop into Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for great gift options for all occasions.
Tomorrow, with the exception of beaver, that'll be about the only thing left open.
That is correct. Yep. Tomorrow is the last day of the trapping season. It's been successful so far. I'm still tagging some bobcats and river otters right up to the end. In fact, it's picked up a little bit toward the end of the season for various reasons. But in general, the trapping season outside of the beaver season does close tomorrow on Sunday the 31st. And I just want to encourage those landowners, land managers, whatever you may be, to get out and take a look at your properties. Beaver season is open until the 15th of April. So this is the time that if you've got a problem beaver situation, we can get people in, get somebody in, get those beavers trapped out. All of your local conservation officers know their local trappers. If you don't know one to come in and get them trapped out, we can certainly help in getting you in touch with someone to come in and help you out. I just don't want to have landowners calling me, the 1st of June when beaver season's just been closed for a month and a half and they need beavers taken out. Let's do that during the season when they can actually be utilized.
Mm-hmm, you bet. And if a person wants to control them on a permanent basis, you can do some modification to the dams, and they can get help from the biologist or probably yourself on how to go about that and how to get started.
That is correct. There's a number of devices and design ideas out there that do work. And so if someone's interested in that, they say, they like having the beavers on the property, but they've got to maintain a certain water level. We can try and help them out with that. And of course, there's a number of suggestions and designs on that topic online if you go on and search Google also. But I'd be glad to help somebody out if that's something they want to do.
Okay. Brian, we've covered a lot of territory. It's good to have you into our part of the state. I'm sure we're going to enjoy it. Well, most of us will enjoy having you here.
I wouldn't say everyone.
No, probably not, but it's good to have you back. So for the Seed Pros, they being your pioneer dealers in Lyman, Atlantic, and Messina, and the Family Vision Center in greater downtown Atlantic, this has been Bob Evensy along with Brian Smith, the conservation officer for CAS and Adair Counties on this morning's Conservation Report.